Well, thank you, Nicholas, for that wonderful question. Right, Richard, I've got an email here from Dwayne, and he says, I'm curious to know if our fizzy drinks are adding significant CO2 to the atmosphere. Think about all the soda that gets served up every day. It's sure to add a significant amount of escaped gas. Additionally, what happens to the CO2 once it's inside the body? The CO2 must go somewhere or be released eventually. Could we slow down CO2-linked global warming just by using drinking water instead of carbonated drinks?
Well, you're absolutely right. All the CO2 does escape from the fizzy water, whether it's in your body or straight away. But don't worry about it, because where has that CO2 come from? It's come from the waste streams of power plants. So it's a byproduct, essentially. It's not extra CO2 which is being produced for the fizzy drink. It would have gone into the atmosphere anyway. But using any consumer product like fizzy drinks obviously takes a lot of manufacturing, takes a lot of shipping to get the fizzy drink to where you are. And that's what's going to require us to use fossil fuels and get CO2 into the atmosphere. So really giving up fizzy drinks and turning to tap water might help to stop global warming, possibly not in the way that you thought.